You are listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 354, covering week 7, February 12th to 18th, 2024. The UbiPorts project announced a new model for generating releases. New versions of the Ubuntu Touch firmware will use the year.month.update scheme, where the year and month correspond to the time of a major release based on a new branch of Ubuntu. Major releases are planned to be published once every 6 months and intermediate releases every 2 months. The Ubuntu Touch focal branch is to be supported in parallel with the new Ubuntu Touch 24.6 branch. They plan to generate updates for prior versions until the new branch is completely stabilized. At the same time, OTA updates for Ubuntu Touch Focal will only include bug fixes and vulnerabilities, and new functionality will be developed in the Ubuntu Touch 24.6 branch. John Baldwin announced the end of support for 32-bit platforms in FreeBSD. FreeBSD 15 plans to discontinue the ARM v6, i386, and PowerPC platforms, and FreeBSD 16 plans to discontinue support for the remaining 32-bit ARM v7 platform. The ability to build 32-bit programs and use the compatibility mode to run 32-bit executables in a 64-bit kernel-based environment will remain at least until the end of the FreeBSD 16 branch lifecycle. There are no plans to remove the ability to run 32-bit programs from 64-bit ones. Regolith Desktop 3.1 is out, developed by the Regolith Linux devs. Regolith is based on GNOME session management technologies, the i3 window manager, PyCom and Sway composite servers, the i3 bar, the Rotification notification system, the i3 status-rs status bar, and the Ilya program launcher interface. The project is distributed on the GPLv3 license. Packages for Ubuntu and Debian have been prepared for download. The project is positioned as a modern desktop environment developed to perform common actions faster by optimizing workflows and eliminating unnecessary clutter. The goal is to provide a functional yet minimalistic interface that can be customized and expanded based on the user's preferences. Following the cessation of the sale of perpetual licenses, Broadcom has stopped distributing free versions of VMware vSphere Hypervisor, ESXi 7.x and 8.x. Free versions were limited by the number of processor cores and memory size involved and did not include advanced features. However, the basic functionality was present in them, which made them popular for small personal and experimental implementations. No alternative products are provided. OpenVPN 2.6.9 has been prepared, a package for creating virtual private networks that allows you to make an encrypted connection between two client machines or provide a centralized VPN server for the simultaneous operation of several clients. The project code has been transferred from using a pure GPLv2 license to a combined license, in which the GPLv2 text is expanded with an exception that allows linking with code under the Apache 2.0 license, which is impossible under normal conditions without relicensing the code due to incompatibility between the GPLv2 and Apache 2.0 licenses. All OpenVPN code that could not be translated to the new licensing terms has been removed or completely rewritten. GhostBSD 24.01.1, built on FreeBSD 14-stable and offering the Mate user environment, has been published. The community creates unofficial builds with XFCE. By default, GhostBSD uses the ZFS file system. Both work in live mode and installation on hard drives is supported, using its own G-install installer written in Python. Boot images are created for x86-64 architecture. Researchers from Aqua Security discovered the possibility of an attack on users of Ubuntu using the implementation features of the command not found handler. The problem is that when evaluating commands to run that are not present in the system, command not found uses not only packages from the standard repositories, but snap packages from Snapcraft.io directory when choosing recommendations. When making a recommendation based on the contents of the Snapcraft.io directory, the command not found handler does not take into account package status and only covers packages added to the directory by untrusted users. Thus, an attacker can place in Snapcraft.io a package with hidden malicious content and a name that overlaps with existing dev packages, programs that were not originally in the repository, or fictitious applications whose names reflect typical typos and user errors when typing the names of popular utilities. Maxim Dunin, one of the three active key developers of Nginx, announced the creation of a new fork, FreeNginx. Unlike the Angie project, which also forked Nginx, the new fork will be developed solely as a non-commercial community project. The reason for the creation of the new project was disagreement with the policy of the management of the F5 company, which owns the Nginx project. F5, without the consent of the developer community, changed its security policy and switched to the practice of assigning CVE identifiers to mark issues that potentially pose a threat to user security as vulnerabilities. Maxim was against assigning CVEs to these errors since they are present in experimental and non-default code. Maxim retired from F5 in 2022 but retained his role in development and continued to develop an oversee the Nginx project as a volunteer. According to Maxim, changing the security policy is contrary to the agreement and he can no longer control the changes that developers from the F5 company make to Nginx. Therefore, he can no longer consider Nginx as an open and free project developed for the common good. The Auto CPU Freak 2.2.0 utility has been published, designed to automatically optimize CPU speed and power consumption in a system. The utility monitors the state of the laptop battery, CPU load, CPU temperature, and system activity, and depending on the situation and selected options, dynamically activates energy-saving or high-performance modes. It supports work on devices with Intel, AMD, and ARM processors. The code is written in Python and distributed in the LGPLv3 license. Auto CPU Freak can be used to automatically extend the battery life of laptops without permanently cutting down any features. Unlike the TLP utility, Auto CPU Freak not only allows you to set energy-saving modes when the device is running autonomously, but also temporarily enable high-performance mode, Turbo Boost, when an increase in system load is detected. The new version adds support for configuring and overriding EPP parameters, as well as setting restrictions related to battery charge. Mix 2.4 has been released, providing a complete set of tools for professional DJ work and creating musical mixes. Ready-made builds are prepared for Linux, Windows, and Mac OS. The source code is distributed on the GPLv2 license. The developers of the OpenSUSE project have published a plan for the Agama installer. Agama provides the ability to use various front ends. Live builds are being created for the x86-64 and ARM64 architectures, supporting the installation of a continuously updated build of OpenSUSE Tumbleweed, as well as additions of SUSE Alp, OpenSUSE Micro OS, and OpenSUSE Micro OS Desktop, built on isolated containers. The goal of the development is to make Agama possible to use as an alternative to the AutoYAS toolkit. Intel has published OIDN, Open Image Denoise 2.2 Project, a collection of filters for removing noise from images prepared using ray tracing rendering systems. OIDN is being developed as part of a larger project, OneAPI Rendering Toolkit, aimed at developing software visualization tools for scientific calculations. The code is written in C++ and published under the Apache 2.0 license. OIDN eliminates random noise, such as from Monte Carlo RT ray tracing. To achieve high-quality rendering in these algorithms, it is necessary to trace a very large number of rays, otherwise noticeable artifacts in the form of random noise appear in the resulting image. The use of OIDN allows you to reduce the number of necessary calculations when calculating each pixel by several orders of magnitude. As a result, you can generate an initially noisy image much faster, but then bring it to acceptable quality using fast noise reduction algorithms. If you have the appropriate equipment, the proposed tools can even be used for interactive ray tracing with on-the-fly noise removal. DuckDB 0.10.0, combining properties of SQLite, such as compactness, the ability to connect via an embedded library storing the database in one file and a convenient CLI interface, with tools and optimizations for executing analytical queries covering a significant part of the stored data, is presented. The project code is distributed under the MIT license. The storage format has not yet been stabilized and changes from version to version. DuckDB provides an advanced SQL dialect that includes additional capabilities for handling very complex and time-consuming queries. The project uses a parser from PostgreSQL in a separate library, a date math component from MonetDB, its own implementation of window functions, a regular expression processor based on the RE2 library, its own query optimizer, and an MVCC control mechanism simultaneous execution of tasks, as well as a vectorized query execution engine which allows large sets of values to be processed at once in one operation. The UGREP 5.0 project has been released, developing an advanced version of the GREP utility for searching data in files. In terms of performance, UGREP is many times faster than GREP. The project code is written in C++ and distributed under the BSD license. The utility combines the most useful features of the GREP program with advanced functionality. You can speed up searching through the contents of directories using an index separately created by the UGREP-indexer utility. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.